Welcome to Living in Beauty. It's Thursday, February 16, 2017, and we're here on a wooded hillside overlooking Turkey Creek in Newton, Mississippi. Well, 2 days ago, we finished the excavation of Daddy's house, buried the ruins, and now we're planning another vacation with Daddy in Panama City. Yeah, we've decided we could use a spring break. That's right. We still haven't gotten our fill of Florida this winter. We spent most of January on the Chazawitzka River in Homosassa, Florida. And yes, we've considered that sharing our newfound winter paradise tucked into a rare, delicate, and gorgeous sliver of old Florida might not serve to our advantage. Chazawitzka is a low-key, tropical paradise locals and regulars would like to keep low-key. Even the drive there seems to want to hold the secret close to home. Remote fishing villages along Florida's nature coast can be just as hard to find as they are to pronounce the names. Going on no recommendation other than Jim's careful research on RV park reviews and the surprising fact that during peak season, the management said that they had prime space for us, we decided to secure a low-risk reservation, meaning our credit card is only charged upon arrival. Only rarely do we make reservations, and then only during peak season, and then only if there is no penalty, or a minor one, for cancellation. Many full-timers warned us that our no-reservation style wouldn't play well in wintertime Florida, but no reservations is key to our lifestyle these days. We enjoy the challenge. It gives us more choices, helps us to stay frosty, light, and ready to move. Sure, we might miss some nice places, but reservations can be a trap if the situation is less than expected. Now, if I sound overconfident, it's because I'm preaching to us. Even after 8 months of living in beauty, we must constantly remind ourselves that we are not limited to the 2-week vacation commitment. Jim is a COO, CFO. Planning every moment is what he does, who he is. No reservations is quite a departure for us. So, holding on to our not-so-cocky convictions, we set out from Carabel to Homosassa and Chazawitzka River Campground with our doubts. Yikes! What sort of place in winter Florida would take us on with such short notice for a whole month? Other than the Chula Vista Marina, which hosted us during our transition from house to Airstream, we haven't stayed any place longer than 2 weeks. We reserved the month at Chazawitzka because, for some reason, it was cheaper than reserving it for 2 weeks. Also, our space was firm, no moving the trailer around from space to space. It included full hookups, nice laundry facility, showers, and it was only a block away from a kayaking mecca. As the GPS guided us off a busy commercial corner of Suncoast Boulevard into a mossy and thickly shaded nonconforming mixed-use middle-class neighborhood, a church here, a dive bar there, concern mounted that our destination might just be another depressing trailer park like many we'd seen from the highway that day. Then we turned the corner. Whoa, wow, 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 wow. The first thing that hits you is the blue. Turquoise blue, crystal clear water. Chazawitzka is a spring-fed river. The name means pumpkin hanging place in Seminole, probably due to an extinct variety of climbing squash which was harvested along the bank of the oak, red cedar, and cypress Clearwater Swamp. Until recently, the Chaz, as locals call it, was blocked by septic tank runoff and algal overgrowth. The Southwest Florida Water Management District cleaned up the spring in 2013. One of the most important natural areas of the region and designated as an outstanding Florida water source by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, the Chazawitzka, with its relatively undisturbed swamp, is a treasure to behold. Hopefully, the work will continue to protect this startling beauty of a river with its abundance of all that is good and right in the world. Living in Beauty isn't here to tell anyone what to do before they die, but we're so grateful to have our Chaz experience under our belts. From our perspective, this place has it all. Clean, clear water, abundant waterfowl, manatees, and the springs are warm thermal springs, an ecological marvel. This year-round spring is a manatee haven in the winter when scores of sea cows swim into the warm springs. The Chazawitzka River Campground is the best way to approach the Chaz. It's a state-owned, county-run, privately and locally managed park and boat launch. It's relatively small, with 56 RV sites and 25 primitive camping sites. Clean, quiet, and naturally landscaped, the Chazawitzka River Campground offers some of the largest campsites we've seen in Florida. Our perfectly level gravel space had full hookups, a freshly painted table, and a fire pit, which we didn't use. Like all of the sites on the outer edges of the park, ours had adequate privacy, with one side tucked into the densely wooded forest. Hey, this is the tropics. So mosquitoes and no-see-ums were active, but only in the evening hours. And we were prepared, but still had to order more product. Maybe since I grew up in Florida, the bugs don't bother me. But poor Jim. Chazawitzka River Campground rents kayaks and canoes at the launch and charges $5 for parking. The launch and camp store is the busy area and is separated from the campground by about a city block. The dock is also a fishing area, and you don't have to wait long to see someone reel in a catch. But the primary reason people come to the Chaz is for the paddling. And you can pick up a free map at the camp store. Because of the peace and quiet of the Chazawitzka Wildlife Refuge, it was easy to forget that we were only 5 minutes from fresh produce and groceries. Within cycling distance are several excellent roadside produce stands, grocery stores, and farmers markets. Citrus County is well known for its produce and small family farms, advertising fresh eggs, dairy, and berries. We were also only about an hour from Tampa, where we attended a huge RV show and made a Trader Joe's stop and had lunch at our favorite lunch spot, the Soup Plantation, also known as Sweet Tomatoes. But you don't need Tampa. Eating out in Chaz, Homosassa, and Crystal River is one amazing dining experience after another. Fresh grilled fish served on rustic and warm outdoor decks of charming, secluded backwater eateries became an obsession with us. And you can't beat the dinner entertainment. Bald eagles performing incredibly close flybys, often with a squirming catch in their talons. For us, the Chaz has it all. World-class kayaking, cycling along the Withlacoochee Trail, and beautiful hiking trails throughout. We didn't encounter any alligators along these backwater trails, only one feral hog. We had pepper spray, but didn't have to use it. Whew, take it from us, those guys are fast. Chazawitzka River Campground also had the best Wi-Fi we've experienced in a park since we left San Diego. We give this wonderful campground a 4 Bambi rating. We'd give it a 5 if it had a swimming pool. That's our requirement for a 5. However, we found a great community pool in Crystal River where we began each day with a morning swim. Chazawitzka River Campground, you bet. We'll be back. Thanks so much for joining us at Living in Beauty. Special thanks this week goes to our family, friends, and followers for your words of encouragement, kind thoughts, and prayers during this very difficult time. Thank you. You can't know how much it means to us. Okay, that's it. Have a great week.